The Torah tells us three times, Vosivashel gedi b'chalev imo, that the prohibition of cooking milk and meat together. And Chazal learned the Gemara Chulin that why three times? I caught on the first time. So the Gemara tells us, Echad le'isser achila, once for the prohibition of eating it, ve'echad le'isser hana, and one for the prohibition of getting benefit. You can't give it to your animal. You can give treif to your animal, but you can't give milk and meat, because then you're getting hana. Ve'echad le'isser bishul, and once for the prohibition of cooking it. So the question the Rishonim Achronim ask is, So why did it say? Go Sevashe one time, go Socho another time, not to get Hana another time. Why is it always written Derech Bisho? So that's what the Rash brothers point out, because Derech Bisho Astra Torah. Because number one, it's coming to tell me that I'm only Usher if it's cooked together. If I have milk and meat, if I have cold meat and cold milk and they weren't cooked together, I eat it, so that's not a biblical prohibition. But Derek Bishu Asra Torah, that's the way people do it. So we know it says it three times. So the question is, what's the ikur here? So the Torah says Bishu, but never mentions Achila directly. So at first glance, you think Bishu is more. In other words, it seems to be an Issa Bishul seems to be the key, because without Bishul, you're not Chayev. However, from the Kesef Mishnah, as we'll see in Hilchos Tumas Meis, of all places, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, the Kesef Mishnah is going to say that we see the whole purpose of Bishul, the prohibition of Bishul, is that you don't come to eat it. Because what's the context? It's the context of Tumas. We know there's Halacha for a Kohen or an Isser of Tumas Meis, not only can't you touch the body, even if you don't touch the body, but yet you have a stick touching it, a stretcher, or whatever it may be, it's still Metameh, and even Tumas Ohel, even if you're in the same room. And there's another halacha of Tuma by Nevela, not that Kohen is allowed to come and touch with Nevela. But in terms of Kachim, another halacha is Truma. So the Torah talks about the Isser Masa and Maga, in which you can't touch it and you can't move it, but there is no Isser Tumas Oel. Tumas Oel is only by Tumas Meis. But if you look what, from learning out directly in the Torah, by Tumas Oel, by Tumas Meis, it never mentions directly Masa. Be paskin, it's usher. And by the vela, we don't find it by Tumas Oel. So that's what they're. So the Rambam says we see many times, we make a kal vachomer, that if by Tumas Nevela, it's mutter, it's usher, b'maga, emasa, b'mutter, b'ohel, so by Tumas Meis, which is usher by Tumas Oel, Tumas Ohel Kavachomer Masin Vav. That's what the Rambam says here. There's no need for the Torah to mention the Isser of Achilas Basa Vachola directly, because it already said, Osevashio Gedia. To know so Bradia, like, yeah, what's the Rambam talking about? So what? Like, what does one have to do with the other? So the Kesef Mishnah explains, we see from here that the only reason we ushered Bishul is that you don't come to eat it. So that's why it's a kal vachomer. If the whole purpose of Bishul is a gzeira atu achila, so once we say Bishul is asur, so kal vachomer eating is. So that's the Kesef of Mishnah, and that's a big chiddush. The Kesef of Mishnah says that the hope that Bishul is not an independent isur in its own right. I mean, it is, but it's not for its own purpose. It's for a gzeira atu bishuo. And that's what the Chasim Sofer seems to say, something similar also. That the fact that the Shiar Bishul Basa V'cholov seems to be Kezias, we know the normal Shiar of Achilas is Kezias. The reason why it's because perhaps in other types of bishul, who says, you know, if it's the mice of bishul, so maybe by itself it would be yasser. But the fact that that we require kezayis would imply, like the case of Mishnah, that the whole purpose of bishul is not to come to eat it. So therefore, the yisur deraisa, well, again, without putting chatzi shir aside, the yisur makis is yisur when you get loka is when you have a kezayis. So that's the yisur. In fact, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a famous question. I don't know if Rav Temler asked it, but in the labs at YU, or they're experimenting, and nothing to do with eating, it's poison, you can't eat this stuff, but they're mixing milk and meat. Could you be involved in that? So Pasha should say no. Imavasho basa v'chola, but Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a chiddush, similar to the Kesef Mishnah and the Chasam Sofer. He said, since the whole purpose of bishul is only not going to come to eat it, so since you can't eat it, therefore it's not a problem. Dove Misharim, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, you're showing him the fact that I think he made the front row of Har Menachos, that him, the first row, I think, was the Dove Misharim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Belzer Rebbe, if I can recall correctly. And then I think they made room for Dayan Fisher. So this says what type of the Gedolim. So the Dove Misharim was like the time of he was, I don't want to say he was his Rebbe, but when Rav Shlomo Zalman, those people were kids, you know, he was like the generation before Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and that. So he writes also a similar case where he raises the issue, can you get benefit? Is there an Isser of a bishul basa v'cholav in a case where there's a small chashash that you're going to eat it, small chashash or no chashash? So, and you know, and then that would be also probably relevant to someone to suggest that what is the sheer bishul? Like we know this in Hilchos Shabbos, if you're mevashel something called tzarkov, what about machol ben drusai, which is a third or a half, it was a ganav who ate on the run. So what about cooking something basa v'cholav, only machol ben drusai, if there's no concern of eating it, so do we say also, so that's where the issue comes in, based on the Kesef Mishnah, Chasam Tova, others, if you do a bishul basa v'cholav, but without any concern of achil, if you can assume that the whole purpose of bishul is kadosh lo yochas, and maybe not. Others point out that maybe, you know, we don't usually darshin in time of the kra. That we don't usually take the reason and limit the scope of the mitzvah, unless it's clear that, you know, unless you're assuming it's clear that the Torah is saying bishul as opposed to that's what you'd have to learn. Because generally speaking, unless the Torah itself talks it, Darshin and time in the crow. We have a makloka as Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. Could you take a collateral from a widow? Well, no, there's no makloka. The Torah says you can't. The makloka is what about a wealthy widow? Independently wealthy, she had a nice life insurance policy. So the whole concern why you can't take collateral because maybe it's our only pill or only coat. But if you know she's wealthy, so Rabbi Yehuda says, "Eino darshin in time at the kra," and Rav Shimon says, "Darshin in time at the kra." However, if it's something where the Torah itself gives the reason, so then let's say someone acclaimed by Sefer Torah, the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah, the whole purpose is to learn from it. So since today we don't learn from it, we learn from a Gemara is in notes, so therefore maybe the mitzvah's changed. So that's the issue here. Do I, you know, Pasha, Eino Darshin in time at the Kra? Or do I say, no, that's like, it's implicit in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, you know, you're not allowed to put a muzzle on an animal. But I think the rush rate, let's say the animal's going into poison territory. Do I say I can't muzzle him because then he's going to eat something that's harmful. So that could be implicit. So if you want to learn this way, Derek Bisho Wester Torah and the Kal v'Chomer of the Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah learns, and maybe one could argue it, this is Darshin in time at the crop. But either way, that's a Chiddush. The Pashas is, it's an Isra Bisho independently, which most told, but you have the Kesef Mishnah, Kasim Sofer, Dovah Misharim, Reb Moshe might have a Chuvan, and others, that there are those, Reb Moshe Salavechik, under situations where it's not the Kavana, it's unlikely of coming to eat it, so then it's what to discuss, whether the Isra of Basar V'Cholav would apply.